Box Canyon had been quiet for decades, but by 1957, it was bustling with activity. A new group had moved into the small ravine an hour outside of Los Angeles.
Barefoot men and women, clad in robes, were busy preparing for the end of the world. They were hard at work farming the land and erecting large stone structures to live in.
There were only about 100 members of the group, but they were laying the groundwork to eventually house 144,000. They believed that their fearless leader, Krishnaventa, would shepherd them all through the apocalypse. Instead, within a year, their entire society would come crumbling down in a firestorm.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Richardson, and this is Cults, a Parcast original. This is the 15th episode in our daily series on the strange prophecies made by different cults and their leaders. Throughout this month, we're taking a daily look at the myriad of apocalyptic predictions to try and uncover what makes these revelations so appealing. I'm here with my co-host, Greg Polson.
Hi, everyone. Today we're discussing Krishnaventa. Members of his group, the Fountain of the World, held firm in their belief that Venta was the second coming of Christ. He would be the one to help guide them through World War III and the fast approaching race war.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. The key to solving any mystery? Smart decisions based on the facts. In the case of the weather's effect on your well-being, turn to the Weather Channel app. It clues you in on how weather shapes your mood, health, and productivity, with insights built on reliable forecast data to help you thrive. Because mystery belongs in true crime, not weather. Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
Krishnaventa first started to make his rounds as a spiritual speaker in the 1940s. He traveled the country, spreading his beliefs and soliciting donations. Over time, his message evolved.
By the 1940s, he was pushing a message of spiritual enlightenment and everlasting life. It wasn't long before he claimed to be Christ. And then he started to amass a following.
But he needed a place for all of his followers to go. That's when he found a small piece of land near Chatsworth, California, called Box Canyon. Everything about it was perfect. It was far away from a large city, but it was close enough for recruitment efforts.
In the 1950s, Venta started to preach about a coming race war between black and white communities. He said the Soviets would take this opportunity when the United States was vulnerable to launch an attack. One that would wipe out the government. Venta said this new Soviet regime would outlaw acts of religion, and the people of the United States would be enslaved.
But those in Box Canyon would remain safe under his protection. They would emerge to start a religious revolution that would overthrow the new Soviet government. When all was said and done, Venta would be the ruler of this new world.
In an era of Cold War fear, people clung to Venta's promise of safety and flocked to Box Canyon. But everything inside the community was not as holistic as Venta made it seem. He was controlling and demanding of his followers' time.
He made enemies when he kicked two men out of the group in 1958. They had accused him of having affairs with their wives, and Venta wasn't having it.
But just because he kicked them out didn't mean they would stay gone. On December 10th, 1958, they snuck back into Box Canyon.
Strapped with dynamite, they confronted Venta in the middle of the night inside his large stone house in Box Canyon. They wanted revenge. They wanted his life.
A fireball erupted out of the building, and the blast was so large that it could be felt over a mile away. The assailants killed 10 people in total and effectively brought the end of the group.
Many inside the Fountain of the World held on to the hope that Venta would one day come back. But as the months ticked by and he didn't materialize, the group slowly split apart.
Yet years later, a few remained in Box Canyon, hopeful that Venta would come back home. There, they would still talk with curious passersby about their beliefs, telling them of the coming race war. While many didn't take their claims seriously, one young man from Ohio did. And his name was Charles Manson.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow to examine the predictions of another cult.
You can catch our other episodes of Cults for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.